It's outside the box, with no limit to our unique viewpoints. Today's topic is finiteness. In an earlier Outside the Box, I talked about Western civilization as the root of all evil. Part of the danger of Western civilization is our rampant overconsumption. We simply can't continue to use up resources at the rate we are right now in this country and around the world. There is a finite limit beyond which we simply cannot go without endangering our quality of life, or even life on Earth. The term carrying capacity refers to how many humans and other living things can exist on a specific amount of land without significant or permanent environmental degradation. Unfortunately, many societies in the world are approaching or have reached their carrying capacity. Some have even overshot that limit and are in danger of collapse. Author Jared Diamond's well-known book, Collapse, describes societies such as Easter Island in the South Pacific, where there are more humans than the finite limits of their ecosystem could support. On St. Matthew's Island in Alaska, 29 reindeer were introduced in 1944. The population expanded to about 6,000 in 1963, until they overtaxed their environment. 2 years later, only 42 reindeer remained. Let's hope nothing that dramatic or tragic happens to us humans. What are some factors we can't ignore? Diamond suggests a few. Deforestation, infertile soil, inadequate fresh water, not enough food sources such as animals, fish, and plants, invasive species, climate disruption, energy shortages, and, of course, overpopulation. For example, critics of industrial agriculture, our current primary food production system, point out that we're slowly losing fertile topsoil and are only able to keep growing large amounts of food by constantly adding finite fossil fuel sources of nitrogen. Only food from other countries allows people in the UK and Japan, as two examples, to support 2 to 3 times the population they could support with only their own local food production. What will happen when our topsoil is gone and we have no way to grow crops in the quantities we do now? There are a few estimates that the Earth will soon be able to support only 10% of the 7+ billion people who currently live on the planet. Perhaps that St. Matthew's Island die-off may replicate itself with humans in the coming decades. Currently, the western U.S., especially California and Arizona, are experiencing catastrophic drought. Can California continue to support almost 39 million people? In Arizona, about 7 million, not including millions more who come in the winter months. Something has to give, even if rainfall increases. Look for more water refugees from those states coming to the Northeast and other places with adequate water. As we take more natural resources from the earth, we also reduce habitat for other species. Scientific studies have demonstrated an increasing disappearance of animal species, at least 10 to 20 times the normal rate. According to paleontologist Anthony Barnosky, quote, within 2 lifetimes, we're in danger of losing 3 of 4 species on Earth, end quote. Are you ready to change how you live in an age of finite and decreasing resources? I'm Larry Danziger, trying to adjust to our no longer limitless way of life.